Please stand and join me in the call to worship. Come, you who have clothed yourselves with Christ. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. May our love for God and our faith in Him stir us to a deeper love and an even greater faith in Him. May our faith translate to actions that show who we are in Christ and glorify Him.
Good morning. If the children could join us, please. Good morning, everybody. Today, our Sunday school lesson is called Manna, Quail, and Water. Have you ever had any manna or quail? Water, of course. Well, God provided that food for the Israelites. And I think he probably provided enough that they could almost have a feast every day. But they weren't grateful. They complained. They might have said, manna again? Quail? Yuck? But God was teaching them a lesson. He was teaching them that He will provide everything they need. Maybe not everything they want, but everything they need. So if you ever hear anybody complaining, you might think about saying to them, God gives us everything we need. Let's practice that, all of us. God gives us everything we need. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for all that you give us. Help us to be satisfied and grateful. Amen.
Thank you, Chancellor Choir and Nathan. Why don't you give them a round of applause? Thank you so much. Would you please now bow your head and join me in the prayer? Dear most gracious God, we come to be in your presence together as we worship and glorify your name. We are humbled because of who you are as the source of our lives, love, joy, hope, and faith. We are so grateful that we are not alone and are called together to take our journey into your kingdom together. God, we hear the news of violence, brutality, and mistreatment of human beings in Israel and Gaza. God, help us participate in your suffering and pain as you are shedding your tears at this time. God, allow the people in the war-torn territories to find your grace of healing, forgiveness, and new life. We pray that this war will not be spread to other neighboring regions. Also, God, remember the people in Ukraine and Russia and let them find a way for peace and reconciliation. God, remember your church, Midland First. We have people who had surgeries in the past weeks and those who have been suffering from their weakness physically and mentally. Surround them with your healing power. Strengthen them to walk closely with you at this time. Let them know that you are the owner and sustainer of their lives. Use this time as a way they can experience your presence in their lives on you, your presence in their lives on you, Lord. And now we pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now we come to a time of offering. We really appreciate your continued support for God's mission through Midland First. Please continually join this inner mission, you know, together. And also, please take out our friendship pad and let us know you are here with us this morning. And also, if you join our service for the first time, please, you know, let me know. I'd like to have time to meet you right after service at the parlor area at the back to the right where the coffee is set. Please, you know, come and, to me and see me, and let's have a conversation together. Ushers?
I have lost my appetite, and a flood is welling up behind my eyes. So I eat the tears I cry. And if that were not enough, they know just the words to cut and tear and prod. When they ask me, where's your God? Why are you downcast, oh my soul? So disturbed within me, I can remember when you showed your grace to me. As the deer pants for water, so my soul thirsts for you. And when behold your glory, you so faithfully renew, like a bed of rest for my fainting flesh. I am satisfied in you. So disturbed within me, I can remember when you showed your grace to me. As the deer pants for water, so my soul thirsts for you. And when I survey your splendor, so faithfully renewed, like a bed of rest for my fainting flesh. I am satisfied in you. sighs give way to songs that sing about your faithfulness. Let my pain reveal your glory as my only real rest. Let my losses show down on me. I'll recall your safety scheme. You're the one who made the waves, and your son went out to suffer in my place, and to show me that I'm safe. So disturbed, I am satisfied in you. I am satisfied in you. Please make me satisfied in you.
Dear God, thank you so much for allowing us to have a faith so that we can confess that we are satisfied in you, Lord. God, as a token of our love and commitment to you, we give these offerings to you, Lord. God, we are yours. Everything we have is from you, Lord. Use us, God, for only for your glory. And we pray this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. The scripture reading this morning is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 29. Now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be reckoned as righteous by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you so much for your grace in our life, especially for the grace we have from your church, Lord. God, we are here to listen to your voice and also to discern your presence in our life. God, please speak to our heart. We will obey your will. And we pray this in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of our blessed season this year. We are going to celebrate our ministries, the blessings we have been privileged for, and to hear the God moment stories we have relished together in God's kingdom story. On November 19th, we will have a Blessed Sunday where we will reaffirm our commitment to God and also to our church by remembering our membership vows. Please prayerfully participate in this special season of blessing, celebration, gratitude, and commitment. As you know, the first Sunday of November will be our All Saints Sunday. We're going to remember our church members who passed away the past year. And also, November 12th, we're going to participate in a mission, the helping out the people in Ukraine by packing the rice bags, you know, together. This year, we're going to pack 4,000 rice bags. Please, you know, invite your family members and your neighborhood and your friends to join this, you know, wonderful, you know, mission event we have. To open our season of blessing, I think it is very appropriate for us to remember who we are, our identity, heirs, according to the promise. And what does it mean? Heirs according to the promise. And what promise? The book of Galatians was written by Apostle Paul to the church in Galatia. After Paul left the church, false teachers came to the church and taught a different gospel, which is not a gospel at all. Their teaching was about circumcision. To be righteous before God, you have to be circumcised. To get the salvation as Gentiles, you needed to be circumcised. It was their teaching. But if you read carefully the book of Galatians, you will realize that the righteousness we have is not about our obedience to the laws. It is all about our life and our love through faith in Jesus Christ. Through my email, e-blessed message, you know, last week, I encourage you to read the book of Galatians. So please raise your hand if you read the book of Galatians, you know, last week before you joined the service today. Just raise your hand. Yeah, I can see just, you know, three hands, and I think I need to pray more for our church. So you have another chance today, after this service, when you go home, please open the Bible and read the Bible, the book of Galatians, in a single sitting, okay? And then figure out, the pastor Yom said, righteousness is related to love and life we have in Jesus Christ. Please try to find those verses in your Bible, okay? If you cannot find it, just let me know. Just email me, okay, about that. The laws, according to the Paul, had a temporary effect on our righteousness before faith in Jesus Christ appeared. That is why Apostle Paul said interchangeably, I preach the gospel, and I preach the faith. Then what is Apostle Paul's ultimatum on this issue of circumcision? We can find Apostle Paul's final decision about this issue on circumcision. In Galatians chapter 5, 6, and Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything. The only thing that counts is faith, working through love. Faith is inseparable from love. But sometimes we make a decision about the things we are facing in our life through our faith, but not remembering love we have in Jesus Christ. The next verse is this. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation, which means, are you born again? Do we have this new life in Jesus Christ? The power of the Holy Spirit of new life is in you. That is the real question we have to adhere to continually. Because faith is not separable from love. If we are in new creation, regeneration, if we are reborn in Jesus Christ, then we know what we have to do about those issues we are facing every day. Let us go back to our identity, heirs according to the promise. Let us read Galatians chapter 3, verses 28 through 29 together. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. What does it mean? We are heirs according to the promise. First of all, we are Abraham's offspring. It means that we find our identity in God's covenant promise to Abraham and his descendant, including his spiritual descendant, which is the church. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, it says, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Our identity is a missionary identity in nature. It is because our identity is deeply rooted in this covenant promise in Genesis 12:3 to bless all the families of the earth. I like this wonderful, you know, banner, blessed to bless. Do you like it? That is our identity. I just want to keep this, you know, banner here continually. But, you know, during the Advent season, we're going to change the, you know, banner. My life is for others. My presence here at the church is for our church members. Because I have this calling to bless others in my life. And you are the same. Our identity is a missionary identity. We are here to bless others. The first Sunday of November, we're going to remember the families who have lost their loved ones in the past, because we care for them. We also want to become blessings to them. The second Sunday of November, as we are packing the rice bags for the people in Ukraine, we are doing that because we care for them. We want to be the blessings to them. We are here to bless others together. Can you say amen? That is undeniable, our strong identity as God's missionary people. Hebrews 11, verse 8, it says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out not knowing where he was going." I don't know what will happen next year. I don't know what will happen in 5 years later. Because I don't know what will happen even tomorrow. But I know where I have to be, because I have a call from God. Our identity to be God's missionary people requires our faith. If we are Abraham's offspring, then we must live out our lives with faith. I know there are concerns about the future of our denomination, but don't you think this is a time that we have to exercise our faith about the future of our denomination and also the future of our church, Midland First? If we have received a call from God as Abraham's offspring, we have to live out our lives with faith. If you still have anxiety about the future, we're going to faith, then it's time for you to pray to God, "God, please help me. Strengthen my faith at this time. And help me to walk closely together with you." Secondly, heirs according to the promise means we belong to Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 3:29, the Greek word sperma is translated as offspring. But its literal meaning is seed. We are Abraham's seed. But here, the noun seed is not plural. It is your singular noun. It is because of Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed." Do you see the singular noun here? Scripture does not say "and to seed," meaning many people, but "and to your seed," meaning one person who is Christ. What does that mean? We are Abraham's seed, a singular noun, which means we belong to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is in us. That is our identity. We belong to Jesus Christ. We don't have to worry about anything, because He is our Lord and Savior. So our identity is defined by Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, and for Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Let us read this scripture together. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That is why Apostle Paul put the words Abraham's seed, not Abraham's seeds. Last but not least, heirs according to the promise means we are heirs together. When you hear the word heirs, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? For me, it is land. My father left a portion of his lands to me in South Korea. I'm not rich, but don't see me like that, okay? I was so grateful because my father remembered me before he passed away. And I'm going to use the land for my children too, because that is the way my children can remember my father. In our culture in South Korea, land is related to their ancestors. Land is the connecting point where your descendant can be connected to their ancestors, including yourself, when you passed away. So the land is so important in South Korea. So when we talk about the land here as an inheritance, it is all about God's kingdom. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. I quote Leslie Newbegin very often in my sermons. It is because he has been recognized as a person who suggested the church's eschatological roles in a pluralistic world. If we want to read his books, these are two books I highly recommend you to read. Okay? The Gospel in a Pluralistic Society and also The Open Secret. Here is in his comment. The church is not to be defined by what it is, but by the end to which it moves. The church is not to be defined by what it is, but by the end to which it moves. Because we are the church of God, we need to define our lives by the end to which we move. His comment reminds me of the final picture of the church in Revelation chapter 7. From every nation, all tribes, peoples, and languages, standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, robed in white, with palm tree branches in their hands, praising God's salvation in Jesus Christ. Next slide. This is the picture of Revelation chapter 7. Verses 9 through 10. It is a picture of the last stage of the church. This is the picture of the kingdom of God in Revelation chapter 7. And this picture is related to the scripture we just read today. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. We should remember that our unity in Christ transforms all the divisions we are experiencing together. Can you say amen to that? Let me close my sermon. I love United Methodist Church. I really love our church in Midland First, and also I really love our denomination too. It is because I believe that our denomination has faithfully practiced our identity as the heirs of Abraham, according to the promise that is fulfilled in Jesus Christ for the world. Let me show you a video clip from our annual conference.
Thank you, Bishop. Let's pray. Seigneur Dieu, merci beaucoup pour ce temps où nous sommes ensemble comme la conférence de Michigan. Merci Seigneur Dieu, depuis que nous avons commencé, tu es avec nous. Malgré tout ce que nous avons comme difficulté, comme problème, nous avons la foi en toi. Toi, tu es notre Dieu, tu es le Dieu Tout-Puissant. Nous nous confions à toi, Seigneur. Nous voulons que ta main puisse continuer à diriger cette conférence au nom de Jésus. Merci, Seigneur Dieu, comme nous nous apprêtons pour la nourriture. Nous te demandons de bénir la nourriture et de continuer à bénir toute l'Assemblée. Bénis tous ceux qui sont en train de s'occuper de nous en nous donnant la nourriture. Que ta bénédiction, Seigneur Dieu, soit sur toute la conférence. Et nous continuons à prier pour notre bishop, que tu continues à l'aider, à lui donner la sagesse et l'intelligence. Bénis la nourriture, Seigneur Dieu, au nom de Jésus, notre Seigneur et Maître. Nous avons ainsi prié. Amen.
Do you understand the French she just spoke in her prayer? There are three words I could recognize. Bishop, merci beaucoup, and Michigan. Those are the three words. Whenever we have general conference, every 4 years, our bishops, they officiate the sessions in rotation. But English is not the only official word they can use as they are officiating the sessions in the general conference. There are bishops from Africa and also from other continents where the English is not their first language. So they are allowed to speak it in French and also in their own language to officiate the sessions they are assigned to in a lead. I think that reveals who we are as the heirs of the promise we have. And also that reveals what we really cherish in our denomination. We really care for other cultures, even though the cultures are different from us. A week ago, I participated in the 2023 special session of the Korean American United Methodist Church in Chicago. Around 200 Korean pastors and lay leaders joined the special session. It was a time of healing, restoration, and renewal. And we prayed together and we worshiped together. It was 7 to 10, you know, event every day for a whole week. And there was a question we were supposed to share together, our answers. It was about why did you make a decision to stay in our denomination? I remember one of the pastors who shared his opinion, and he said, United Methodist Church is like a mom to me. Our denomination has taken good care of me and provided nutrition for me. Now, our denomination is going through a difficult time. It's my time to take good care of my mom. and I cannot give up my mom. And several pastors in the room, they were in tears because they have the same heart for our denomination. Four bishops from Northern Illinois, Wisconsin, CALPAC, and New York conferences participated in the special sessions. Bishop Thomas Bickerson, the president of the Council of Bishops, assured that the United Methodist denomination will continually embrace people who are from different kinds of cultures, backgrounds, and theologies. It sounded to me that we are the heirs together according to the promise fulfilled by Jesus Christ for all nations, tribes, peoples, and languages. I'm so sorry to hear all the misinformation about the future of United Methodist churches out there, including our community here in Midland. Please discern God's presence in your life, especially in our church, Midland First. This week, I want you to think first about the reason why you love your church, Midland First. Think about it. And also, second, think about why you love your denomination, the United Methodist Church. I know you cannot fully satisfied with your denomination and even with your church, but think about what God has done in our church, in your life, and also in our denominations. If God continually guides you, please spare your time to pray for your denomination, United Methodist Church, so that we can be the heirs according to the promise we have in Jesus Christ. Can you do that? Please do so. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you so much for calling us to be heirs according to the promise we have in Jesus Christ. God, also you have called us to be church members in our denomination and also in our church Midland First. God, help us to be faithful to your call and also help us to walk closely together during this transitional time together. And we pray this prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.